Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
If there's anything you ever want thrown on the Savage scale, you can always reach out to us on social at 98PXY Rochester for Instagram and Twitter, and just search 98PXY on Facebook. Facebook is where this one came from.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read what this woman wrote. I don't know if she wants to be identified, so I'll just leave her name.
Oh, I was definitely about to say her name, so this is pretty awkward.
Yeah, I tried to err on the side of caution here. This is what she wrote to us, and I will reword this to make it a little easier to
have a clear, concise, yeah.
Says, Savage or Sensible recommendation. I'm not sure how to word it, but eating an upgraded meal or takeout in front of your children at home while they eat leftovers, like steak and shrimp, while they eat, like, leftover nuggets.
Dino nuggets for that are 9 days old.
Yeah. For context, the kids are 10 and 12. So I am reading that, I am consuming it, and I'm spitting it back out as Savage or Sensible, eating a fancy meal while your kids are stuck with crappy leftovers. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what's going on here?
Essentially.
Okay. All right.
Trim the fat there.
If you want, so many food puns. If you want to jump in and share your thoughts, you think it's savage or sensible to do that, 585-222-9800, call or text into the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. And again, you can go vote. There's a poll up right now at 98pxy.com. Breeze, initial reaction to hearing this, or at least seeing this message?
Savage.
Really?
Initially.
Okay.
Initially. The more I dive into it and peel the layers back, I don't know if I will be able to stick to that savage.
Really?
But I think it's extremely circumstantial.
Okay. Just for context sake, my gut is telling me 100% sensible, and I am, no one's going to convince me otherwise. I am 100% putting my flag in the ground.
Okay.
So sensible. Let me just give my reasons for why, and then let's walk through some of the instances where maybe you think there might be some gray area.
Okay.
Because the way I see it, I don't know. First off, love the power move. This is a total parent power move. Like, show your kids who's boss. You're the adult. And quite honestly, there's a ton of perks that go with being that, right?
Sure.
And there should be. Being a parent, as when I know this, you have a ton of sacrifices that you make monetarily, physically, mentally, emotionally, pretty much everything. You are sacrificing for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think it's so bad to eat what you want to eat. There's also the context, I think, that a lot of kids are picky eaters and might not care. I don't know. I mean, even 10 and 12-year-olds, I don't know many 10 and 12-year-olds who would put up a stink that, oh, mom and dad are eating steak and shrimp and I've got these crappy dino nuggets. But
yeah.
If they are, Breeze, I think there's a really, really good teaching lesson in here.
And what's that?
And that is, if you work hard, you make your own money, you're successful, when you're an adult, you can eat what you want to eat too. You can eat that steak and that shrimp too. So it gives them, you're instilling this work ethic into them of, if you want to live that fancy life.
You're going out of your way. You're going out of your way to go get food solely for yourself. That's like me going to the grocery store and not asking Rach if she wants anything.
A little different dynamic, I think, when it comes to those relationships. The in a relationship with someone where you're on the same level versus being a parent of your child where you're supposed to be the authority figure. I think it's definitely different. Unless you see yourself as the authority figure in your relationship.
Which I am.
As we've covered on the show.
No.
You are not, if anything.
I am. That the whip noise, I think Corey just likes it, and he literally makes up this narrative in his own head.
Oh, okay. I'm taking a page out of your book.
One of these days, Rach will wake up early enough.
Yeah.
And come on and tell you who's boss. And I'll tell you right now, she's going to say me.
Oh, is she? All right. I wait for that day. I eagerly anticipate that phone call.
I might go wake her up right now.
Go for it. Yeah, good luck with that. Oh, man, she's going to whip you so hard if you wake her up.
You are out of control.
All right, Breeze. What's the gray area here? What do you think?
This has happened to me before, and I feel as if it's so rude, and I feel like it's extremely selfish. Oh, you can eat leftovers, even though I don't want to eat leftovers. Those are disgusting. I'm going to go get myself. I think it's okay if maybe you go out to dinner with someone, maybe a group of friends, and you come home and they're your own leftovers, or maybe you take it to go. I don't know. But to go out of your way and not be like, all right, we're eating out tonight. What does everyone want?
Yeah.
Is just...
I don't know.
It's a power move in the worst possible way.
But we're also missing out on a lot of context here. Because you're not wrong in that instance that every situation is circumstantial. But I would say that for many, many parents, especially around that age, that, again, I'm going to stand by my point that kids are picky eaters. And you could call me cheap if you want, Texter. Thanks for that. That's nice. Never brought money into the situation here. But, I mean, if money is maybe tight, and you want to treat yourself, but it would be too much to get something for the whole family. I mean, if you know your kid's going to eat one bite and then throw it away, like, that sucks. You don't want to do that.
What do you mean throw it away? No one's throwing anything away. If anything,
you don't know.
You could get, it could actually benefit in your favor.
Oh, two meals.
Because you could eat lunch the next day.
Maybe. I don't know. But, I think it all kind of depends on that.
This text, I would feel really bad. It's like eating ice cream in front of my toddler. Always share it. No, it's not.
Yes, it's different.
No, it's not because the food is a treat.
No, it's because everyone likes ice cream. Not everyone likes quote unquote fancy meals. I feel like my nephew, until he was 15, ate bread and cheese. Feel like that's all he ate.
Listen, it's not even quote unquote fancy meals. It's just like an upgraded meal from what they have, which is left. I don't know why in my head I'm picturing these like dried up dino nuggets that have been sitting in the fridge for sometimes. I know a lot of people out there that have a hard time with leftovers. They can't get past it. They don't eat them.
We need to get past that because leftovers are the best.
But
I would argue there's certain meals that are better as leftovers.
To go out of your way to get food to go from a restaurant fresh and then just eating that and indulging in that in front of your children who are just washing down their dino nuggets.
It's what's like, your beef with dino nuggets? For the record, dino nuggets are also delicious.
3 days old?
Yeah, let's go.
I don't know.
I love leftovers. You're talking to the wrong guy, Breeze. You're sick. You're not going. No, I.
You do love leftovers because you eat leftovers for breakfast.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't let the time of day control my food.
Just context for everyone listening. he was eating mac and cheese yesterday.
Leftover Kraft.
9 a.m.
Yeah, so it's food. I need food in my body, and that's what I did. I consumed it. I don't care what time of day it is. All right, we're getting a bunch of texts on this. Would love some calls as well, especially if you're a parent. Savvy or sensible, eating a fancy meal while your kids are stuck with crappy leftovers. What do you
or think? Just a to-go meal. It doesn't have to be fancy.
Okay, 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show. Now, a lot of parents on my side with sensible. Let me go through a few of the texts here, Breeze, before we get to the savage ones. As a parent of three, I 100% have done this, and it's completely sensible. They give me stretch marks. I give them nuggets. Might be my favorite sensible one, but more coming through. Sensible, my kids wouldn't eat anything fancy anyways. They'd prefer the nuggets. I think, again, that's the norm for most kids. This texter, I'll eat steak when my son likes the pizza bites because he doesn't like steak. So it all kind of depends. A lot of people are saying it's circumstantial. This person, definitely sensible, but also depends on how old your children are. I would, however, say it was savage if it's something the kids really like to eat and you're just eating it in front of them. Okay, if you're there and you're like, this steak is so good. How are your crappy nuggets? Okay, that's a jerk.
Well, I mean... How can you even go about your night just pretending like the food is trash when you know it's good? Like, you know what I mean? These kids,
I'm not saying gag and pretend like it's terrible, but you don't need to be like rubbing it in their nose, I guess. Just, you have your plate, they have their plate, you're eating your food, they're eating their food. I don't see a big deal with it.
All right, here we go. Full throttle savage.
Everyone Corey, call me cheap.
Corey,
yeah?
If you don't have enough money to eat out... For yourself and my child, then I'm not going to eat out.
Okay. And that's fair. So can we get some context on that comment?
What?
Again, this is not something that I did. This is a message we got from a listener. I'm just saying that it would feel like a waste of money if you got a big, nice, fancy meal or takeout for the whole family, and you know that your kid's going to, like, eat the
sliver. It's not a waste, though, because if anything, you're benefiting yourself at the end of the day, because if they take the route that you think that they're going to take of not finishing the meal, not eating the whole thing, whatever, you're not going to throw it out. You're going to eat it the next day.
Wouldn't that be the real
for lunch?
Wouldn't that be the savage move? Getting food for your kid you know they're not going to eat because you know you'll be able to eat it for leftovers the next day?
Corey, who in the hell is buying food for their kid that they know they're not going to like? When someone orders out at a restaurant, you ask them what they want. No one's going to be like, nope, you're getting this, and if that's that, and that's that, we're not doing anything else.
No, but you need to expose your kids to other stuff, too. You want them to try things, right? And that's like the hardest thing in the world is getting a kid to try new food for many, many, many kids. There are some good eaters out there, but most kids are picky.
I think trying food is not going to happen at a restaurant, first of all. You could try food on your own dime and do it that way. I think it's way more expensive. I think the feasible option is to try food at home when you're making it, and it's way cheaper.
If we're talking a bite, if you're out to dinner and you have a steak and you want to give your kid a bite to see if they like it, go for it. That's a great place to try it.
Speaking of cheap.
Oh, here we go.
Cheap, Corey. No, feed your kid the same person, same food that you eat, unless they're fine with the nuggets. So unless
they're
the
kids
are like, no, I really
nuggets.
Want this.
Again, they're kids.
So they don't matter?
What kid is like,
what do you mean?
What kid is like, I hate nuggets? That's like the food group for most children.
We're stuck on the nuggets right now. It doesn't matter about the nuggets.
You're really,
doesn't matter.
Really stuck on the nuggets. A couple of other texts coming through here. This
that
one,
can't pick a side because they're cowards.
Technically, you haven't picked a side yet either. So
yes, I did.
Are you going savage?
Yes, I'm going savage all day.
You've yet to fully explain that. I mean, I just thought you like to read the savage texts because they were all calling me cheap.
Well, that too.
This text, it all depends on where we go out to eat. Sometimes my daughter doesn't need a full meal and she can just share with me. But sometimes we go places where she will get something. I definitely feel this is savage or sensible is really circumstantial. Another text, I'm in between the two. Will the kids eat the fancy food or are they like my son where they're picky and will only eat specific foods? Okay, there we go. When it comes down to it, though, let's let the poll decide, shall we?
All right,
you can always vote for savage or sensible up at 98pxy.com. If you want that poll sent directly to your phone, save you a few clicks with your fingers, you can always go and text in the keyword vote to 585-222-9800. Today, 69% of the people voting say it is sensible. Eating a fancy meal while your kids are stuck with crappy leftovers. You make your own money, kid. You can eat whatever
clearly
you want.
Clearly don't love your children.
Or do you love them more because you want to instill a good work ethic in them so they can get steak and shrimp and all that good stuff when they're older, too?
Doesn't make any sense.
Sure does.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.